Thus, the Lord of the universes maintains all planets inhabited by demigods, men, and lower animals. Assuming the roles of incarnations, he performs pastimes to reclaim those in the mode of pure goodness. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are innumerable material universes, and in each and every universe, there are innumerable planets, inhabited by different grades of living entities in different modes of nature. The Lord, Vishnu, incarnates himself in each and every one of them, and in each and every type of living society. He manifests his transcendental pastimes amongst them, just to create the desire to go back to Godhead. The Lord does not change his original transcendental position, but he appears to be differently manifested according to the particular time, circumstances, and society. Sometimes he incarnates himself or empowers a suitable living being to act for him. But in either case, the purpose is the same. The Lord wants the suffering living beings to go back home, back to Godhead. The happiness which the living beings are hankering for is not to be found within any corner of the innumerable universes and material planets. The eternal happiness which the living being wants is obtainable in the kingdom of God. But the forgetful living beings, under the influence of the material modes, have no information of the kingdom of God. The Lord, therefore, comes to propagate the message of the kingdom of God, either personally as an incarnation, or through his bona fide representative as the good Son of God. Such incarnations, or sons of God, are not making propaganda for going back to Godhead only within the human society. Their work is going on in all types of societies, amongst demigods and those other than human beings. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Divinity and Divine Service.